It is a Monday afternoon. Let's check the weather forecast now with Mark Russo. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What a change a week makes. It's kind of cold, actually, outside today. At least it feels like that. I suppose if I had been outside for quite some time, it might not be too bad. But gray skies and cooler temperatures. What can you tell me about the week ahead?
Well, Todd, it's a meteorological fall. What did you expect here with our mid-September weather? But after this dramatic change from the more midsummer weather that we experienced last week, yeah, certainly a dramatic change to much cooler conditions. And although temperatures will remain on the cool side for another couple of days, we do see temperatures rebounding. And in fact, by the end of this week, readings will be highs back in the 80s, warmer than normal for this time of year, and that looks to persist by and large through the end of the month. So we continue to be in the general warm bias pattern, although there's a bit more variability in temperatures and obviously not as anomalous as what we saw back last week in the first half of September.
There was a little rainfall over the weekend. I know I was in Peoria and it rained there, and I took a quick look and looks like that was a pretty widespread shower from one side of the nation to the other, but not from north to south.
Yeah, certainly the northern half of Illinois or so got the most significant rains here over the weekend. We do see more opportunities coming up as the pattern is more conducive for producing precipitation across Illinois, let alone much of the Corn Belt. It's not all-encompassing rains coming up, but certainly a much more active pattern. For example, coverage of rainfall this week, we're forecasting at about 40 to 50% of the Midwest. Next week looks to be about 65% coverage. And obviously, there's a big change from the past few weeks, which had featured only about 10 to 20% coverage of the Corn Belt.
There starts to be a point in the fall where farmers say, hey, wait a second, I just soon it not rain, or at least not very much. Is this kind of a dampening rain as opposed to a big slog?
Well, in certain pockets, it'll be more of a slug here, but again, that's going to come down exactly to convective nature of individual rain events and individual cells within these systems coming through, but still, it's a gradual wetter pattern. It's not an abrupt switch to well above normal precip pattern, and but that's something at least to watch here going forward, and the question we're asking, is this more friendly pattern for rainfall, is this the start of a wetter than normal pattern that looks to prevail throughout the autumn period? And at least at the present time, it doesn't appear that that's going to be the way.
No, that's probably a very good answer for many of the producers. Turn your attention very quickly to South America. What's the start of their growing season look like?
Term it okay across South America. There's still some dryness in portions of Argentina. And while there has been improvement in rains in Argentina lately, it's not totally eradicating the dryness. So that's something to watch here going forward.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dad.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.